effects and lots of facts about Greek culture, religion, and mythology from Greek's golden age. Performances are Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, November 14th through December 7th. Call for more information, 313-845-9817, 313-845-9817, for reservations and further information, or visit www.hfcctheater.org, hfcctheater.org.
Ah, the many colors of the blues. And you can hear them on WHFR's latest blues compilation, Uncut Detroit 3, Live Studio Blues, featuring local artists Bugs Beto, Thornetta Davis, Eileen Orr, Kenny Parker, Robert Penn, Harmonica Shaw, and Joe Weaver. This CD has received great reviews, and we know that you will love it too. Support independent radio and order your copy of Uncut Detroit 3 Live Studio Blues for only $12. Go to our website at whfr.fm or give us a call at 313-845-9676.
All right. Well, I guess there's a little bit of technical difficulty, so we're going to continue with the music. Nice Device is going to be playing Northern Lights on Saturday night. We're going to listen to Let the Knife Life Down. The song's called Dinosaur, and you can check them out Saturday night at the Northern Lights.
Movie scores are endless signs. Oh.
That was Nice Device doing Dinosaur, and they are going to be playing Northern Lights Saturday night. We've also got Carolyn Strijo playing Memphis Smoke on Sunday. We're going to listen to something off her EP, Is This Me?, called Enchante, and you can check her out with Audra Kubat Sunday at Memphis Smoke. Okay, that was not her. Let's see, we got try this one. Here we go. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Hiding in Thailand are coming up real soon. Because I already announced this one. Sorry about that. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, and it being primarily me, but all right, we've got Carolyn Strijo coming up, number 3, Enchante. All righty. And here you are, and in a few seconds, we will have Hiding in Thailand in the studio playing live.
I didn't know one thing could lead me to this. I didn't know one thing just 'cause of a kiss. Give it to me. Give me a piece of your heart. Give it to me. I knew this right from the start. Round and enchanté, enchanté avec moi. Enchanté avec moi. Enchanté, enchanté avec moi. Enchanté avec moi. Donne ton corps. Donne ton corps avec moi. Donne ton corps. Donne-la avec moi. One thing just just cause of a kiss. Enchanté, enchanté avec moi. Enchanté avec amore. Enchanté, enchanté avec amour. Enchanté avec amour. Round and round and round and round we go. Where we start, where nobody, nobody. Round and round and round and round we go. Where she stops, where nobody knows.
All right, that is Carolyn Streho. She's going to be playing Sunday at Memphis Smoke with Audra Kubatz. And in the studio, we have as our guest, as our host today, King Harvest, and we've got Hiding in Thailand in the studio.
Ooh.
Hey!
What's up, guys?
Hi there, guys.
How's it going in there, fellas? Are you finally all ready for us here?
We are ready to go when you are.
Okay, I think you might have cut into your set list by one. What's the first selection we're going to hear?
It's a song called, Gratuitous Party Anthem, short for GPA.
GPA.
A little acronym there. So.
You're listening to WHFR, the only station making waves, Hiding in Thailand on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Take it away. I think you could give us a brief introduction of your names and what you're playing out there so the people in Radio Land can know who they're listening to.
Hey, we're called Hiding in Thailand, you guys. Thank you very much for listening today.
Do you want to introduce the members of the band?
Yeah, sure I do. We got Dave over there on the bass. Yeah. We got Matt over here on the guitar.
Hey.
We got Troy over there on the drums. And my name's Todd, and we're happy to be here today.
Cool. What are you going to be playing for us next?
All right. This is a song called Drama Shield. We wrote this one about everybody's ex-girlfriend who has to make their situations all about them all the time and ruin everybody's good times and stuff. So it's a good party song in reverse because it's a bad party, which made us have to write this. So anyway, this song's called Drama Shield.
Sounding good there, guys.
All right.
I understand you have a gig coming up here. You want to tell the people on the listening audience where you're going to be playing?
Yeah, we've actually we've had a really busy summer. Like I was telling you guys before when we were setting up, we probably played at least 30-plus shows and had a huge summer with Dirt Fest and played at the Hard Rock Cafe, played over Wyandotte, the Wyandotte Street Fair. You know, we went out to Ann Arbor and played at the Blind Pig. So we've been... We've been pretty serious this summer. This is an annual thing we do over at the Southgate Buffalo Wild Wings. We've been doing it. This will be our fourth year. And it's the night before Thanksgiving party. Keeps getting bigger every year. And, you know, we've been looking forward to this, you know, because it's twofold. You know, it's the biggest show we play all year long. You know, we'll probably, the bar will probably end up doing, you know, at least like $15,000 in business that one day, you know. So it's good for them. It's good for us. It'll probably be about 300-some people there. And then on the other hand, you know, it's means it's kind of a wrap up for the rock season for us. So, we're gonna put our guitars down and pick up our snowboards and take a little time off here until January. We're planning on going back in the studio and recording some new stuff mid to late January. So we're going to have a nice little break for the holidays.
And,
so.
where is that located exactly so the people know where to go?
Our show?
Right.
Wednesday, November 26th at the Southgate Buffalo Wild Wings, 13655 Eureka Road, Southgate, Michigan. And
what's the cross streets?
It's right in between Trenton and Fort. So you know, if you can picture that area, the downriver area.
Show starts at 9.
Yep, yep. Live music starts at 9. We're going to play till about 12:30. We have our good friend Mike Erie is going to be playing with us. He's going to be open up the set, doing about 45 minutes of acoustic music for us. And Mike's a good guy. He helps me out doing open mic nights over the summer and stuff like that. And he's a really good performer. So it's a good show. Get there early because there's no cover charge at Buffalo Wild Wings. So tables go early, and it's just going to be packed wall to wall all night long. So
sounds great.
You guys ready for more music?
Yeah, we are.
All right. This is off our debut EP, In All Directions. It's a song about a sweet car. It's called Let Me Drive.
Has a sweeter car than me. Shiny wheels, leather seats, and an engine that can't be beat. Wish she'd leave this car alone with me. The top is down. Has a sweeter car than me. Sweeter car than me. Na 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 na. Has a sweeter car than
me. You get a tune here real quick.
Sounding good, fellas. I'm going to ask you the same question we've been asking a lot of the bands. What's your earliest influences that got you started wanting to play music?
Who can answer?
Well, for me, it was Tom Petty.
Tom Petty?
Yeah, and this is Matt. Usually Todd's the one we're all talking.
Right.
He's tuning up.
Oh, he was tuning up, so yeah. Everybody's looking in here.
And you have a new bass player, I hear.
Yes, hello.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Real good. And what was your influences?
Actually, to tell you the truth, you know, I used to skateboard and then... You know, I broke my ankle, and my buddy Dallas, who's actually listening right now, just had hip surgery. What's up, Dallas? Anyway, he played guitar, so when I broke my ankle, he taught me how to play guitar, so that's how I picked up on music.
Very cool. Hope you get better soon, Dallas.
And how about you, Todd?
Well, you know, really, when people ever, every time people ask me, you know, name your favorite bands, I had to play this game at the bar the other night with my buddy Scott, who was drinking, and he's like, top five favorite bands, go. And I'm like, I can't do that, man. I mean, you have to really, like, you know, do you go by decade? Do you go by, like, genre? I mean, you know, I would say my first, like, musical rock influence would have to have been, early Motley Crue stuff, because that's exactly the transition that I remember when I stopped listening to, like, you know, contemporary pop radio, and my buddy, you know, brought over a Theater of Pain record and put it on, and he's like, man, just lose this Michael Jackson stuff. You got to check this out. Motley Crue, I stole it from my older sister. This is so sick. You're going to love this. And I'm like, all right, you know, these guys are all painted up, you know, hairspray and the whole nine yards. And somehow it just, it kind of stuck, and that was the beginning of my rock journey.
So we're listening to WHFR. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. We've got Hiding in Thailand on live here. I'm your co-host, King Harvest, along with the marvelous Margaret. And what do you guys got for us next?
All right, this is what's up? Matt, you want to intro this song?
Yeah, sure. This is a song called Idiot Box. It's the one I get to sing. Okay, and I'm not even really singing it. I just kind of mutter. So
we've had mutterers here before, so
yeah,
mutter
just,
on.
That's how I roll.
You ready, brother?
Yeah.
I learned so much.
All right, Matt. Very good job. Good job. We didn't get to ask the
anthem to early Saturday morning TV show.
Idiot Box, I thought. Yeah. All right. I do want to ask one question about the drummer.
Can you turn your speaker down?
Yeah, sure.
The drummer's, man, he is really playing like a full drum set out there. This sounds great from in here, from our mix.
Brought the full armada.
I swear, it sounds good.
It sounds pretty good in here, too. It doesn't usually sound this good.
That's actually not the full set. We left the triple cowbell attack and the bongos at home. So
yeah, there's no cowbell, there's no tambourine or bongos here right now.
but there will be at the show, I promise.
What was his early influences? We didn't get his answer.
Go ahead, Troy.
Early influences, well, being a drummer, I was big into Rush, Led Zeppelin, and that type of thing. Sort of some of the same influences in my brother.
I was reading something about on the MySpace about a marching band, too. What was up with that?
I didn't start out as a drummer. When I was in middle school, my brother kind of stole some drums from the high school, brought them home, and made me play. And so that's kind of how our band got started. And I only had one drum at the time, so I just started playing on that and ended up in the marching band in high school and then in college and stuck with drum set ever since.
Well, starting with one drum, you certainly have gone a long way. You sound great today.
I just keep adding on.
In fact, you all sound really good.
He's the ringer. He gives us street cred.
Okay, you ready for another selection here?
Yeah, we are. All right. This is our power ballad. This one goes out to our brother, Mike the Grizz White. I'm sure he's out there listening to this right now. He's still at work, probably. Congratulations, he's getting married pretty soon.
So this is Hiding in Thailand on WHFR, the only station making waves.
This is the first day of the rest of my life. But I know you can't, I know you can't relate. And I've come so far to hesitate. You make it hard to keep my head on, head on straight, head on. Head but I know you can't. I know you can't relate, and I've come so far to hesitate. You make it hard to keep my head on. Now it's all up to you. Bailey's fall will not be easy. This is the first day of the rest of my life. But I know you can. I know you can't relate. And I've come so far to hesitate. You make it hard to keep my head on. Head on straight. Head on straight. Head on straight. Head on
called First Day, you guys.
Nice. Yeah, well, Todd, I'm beginning to sense you've had a little trouble in love in your life. You know? is that true? Or
well, you know.
You should hear the solo CD, Heartache Son.
Yeah, I kind of exercised most of those demons in my solo album, so I didn't have to burden my band with that.
What's your current situation? Are you?
No, my current situation is I'm married. So,
You know,
my wife always, she bugs me. She's like, "How come you've never written a song about me?" And I'm like, "Be thankful I've never written a song about you." Seriously.
Say, Dave, I hear there's an interesting story of how you came to be in the band, somewhat related to our station here. You want to tell us about that?
Well, yeah, I heard. Well, I was on the MySpace Classifieds, and I found their ad looking for a bass player, and they told me to check them out on the radio. I was listening to the whole stream online, and I called in, got the CD and the T-shirt, but now I'm in the band, so I can't wear the T-shirt, so.
That's Indie Rock 101.
Okay, cool.
Well, that's very cool. Speaking of that, we do have a copy of the CD we can give away if someone wants to call in at 313-845-9676. Option 1 gets you into the studio. We can send you out the CD called In All Directions. Maybe you could become a bass player like Dave.
That's right. Stranger things have happened. Well, we got a few more songs for you guys. You want to hear another one?
Sure.
All right. It's a song called Walk for Miles. You guys ready?
Always.
Do I start this one?
Every But before I go, wanted you to know. Spring break everywhere.
This is WHFR, the only station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I'm your host, King Harvest, along with the marvelous Margaret. We've got Hiding in Thailand here.
Hello, hello.
Live on the radio. If you want a copy of their CD, you can call in to 313-845-9676. Hit option 1 to get into the studio, or you can call our 800 number for our listeners far afield in Australia, listening on the World Wide Web at WHFR.FM at 800-585-4322, extension 9676.
Yeah, don't forget to check us out online, too, www.myspace.com/hidingin Thailand. Got some technical difficulties over there on the bass, don't we?
Yeah. A few wrinkles coming through on the bass.
Yeah, a couple of pops coming through.
A little bit of pop. So that's the beauty of live radio.
It really is.
To remind our listeners, we are the only station in town that regularly and consistently every week brings in people to make mistakes just for you on the radio. So you know we're not faking it.
That's right.
You know this is live and real.
Well, hey, we can plug our show a little bit more if you want while we're
figuring
out.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the one down in the Wild Buffalo Wings.
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings in Southgate. It's fourth annual. Ooh. It's the fourth annual night before Thanksgiving party. 13655 Eureka Road in Southgate.
Dude, it was the...
Did you figure that out, man?
Yes.
You're a genius. Yes. That's why we keep him around.
All right.
Rock and roll.
Okay.
Sweet.
And remember, if you've missed this, you're driving out of the area, you're not able to catch the entire show, you can listen to it on our podcast at whfr.fm. So.
Well, thank you very much for having us back, you guys.
You know, it's nice to have you. Last time you were just getting ready to take off on the summer, and you were being sponsored by a energy drink.
That's true. We still are, actually. So we brought some supplies in for you guys.
Right.
Have you found that the tempo of your music has speeded up since you've been sponsored by the energy drink?
We've always been over-caffeinated anyway, so.
Yeah. And what is your favorite Buffalo Wild Wing, may I ask?
Oh, man.
Or are you sick of them?
Well, I'll tell you what. After 5.5 years, it's really tough to make that choice. I think spicy garlic is still my favorite sauce. So, whew, we got a couple new sauces though. So come on in, check them out. Wednesday would be the perfect time to check it out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure my general manager is listening to this. So,
yeah, we are not endorsing Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's just the venue.
That's the venue of the show.
And we wouldn't endorse their energy drink, even though we are going full throttle.
That's right. Go full throttle or go home. All right, do we have time for three more, you guys?
Got a couple more minutes.
All right. Let's do that class reunion.
Oh, it's 18 minutes.
We got 18 minutes?
18 minutes.
We can cram three songs in 18 minutes. We're pseudo punk band.
We'll be right back.
next song is, right, make sure we get them all in today. So this is a new one we just wrote. It's called More Than Ordinary, and yeah, we're gonna see how this goes.
Brand new.
Brand spanking new. It's probably the first time we played it in front of anybody besides each other, so yeah.
Wow.
Ought to be interesting.
All right.
It's a great way to debut a song, right?
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa.
Ordinary.
Thank you. That's our brand new song that's going to be recorded in January. So,
we've got a couple of minutes to kill here, too. So before you get into the next one,
sure.
unless it's 10 minutes long, when you guys go to see bands yourself, what are some of the local bands that you admire or that you go out of your way to go see?
Well, I'll tell you what. One of the bands that's lasted the longest, and I think actually these guys are kind of taking a break right now, but Bedford Drive. Those guys have been around forever. Know Ryan pretty well, the drummer. He actually comes into where I work all the time, and he actually works with Troy's girlfriend, so we kind of knew those guys from there. But actually, we've seen those guys playing for over 10 years, and they really work really hard, good work ethic. And
I hang out with the guys from Season High a little bit, and they're on another hiatus too. You know, bands, they go through these spurts where they play a lot of shows and do a lot of things, and you got to kind of step back and just kind of take a breather for a little bit.
Make some real money.
The Hard Lessons, too. They're a pretty legit local act.
You can't say anything bad about the Hard Lessons. Yeah, those guys really work hard. I mean, seriously, and they put
play them here.
They put their time in, and
they're playing this Wednesday, so.
Oh, yeah, cool.
With Bump, so, yeah, they're a real good popular band.
And, of course, Johnny Headband.
Got to throw that out there.
I went to college with Chad and Johnny Headband.
Yeah, those guys have quite an interesting stage show. If you ever get a chance to see Johnny Headband, it's almost like watching an 80s music video. It's pretty cool.
That's what they're going for, I think.
Seriously. So you got Natives of the New Dawn coming in next week?
Yeah. Can
those guys, wow.
I know. They've been putting their time in, too.
So, yep, I know those guys a little bit. A couple of the dudes from Natives of the New Dawn, they used to play out at in Detroit at the Town Pump. They had like a side acoustic project that they did, you know, and that's kind of where I ran into those guys the first time. So a lot of great local music in this town, and you know, I feel that here.
And yeah, we're the only station in town that's playing it all the time.
No,
the Motor Live Drive at 5 show and the Motor Show are big fans of all the local bands.
Yeah, we really appreciate the support, honestly. If it wasn't for, you know, you guys putting it out there and, you know, people coming to our shows and cheering us on and stuff, you know, we just...
And again, that show is at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Southgate.
That's
Wednesday
right.
Night.
Wednesday night, you guys. 9 p.m. Music starts. Hiding in Thailand. Special guest Mike Erie. And like I said, get there fast. We're probably going to be the only bar in town that's not charging a cover that night.
Because
so
bar night of the year, they
it
say.
It is. I mean, I can't think of a better reason to go out and have a beer than that. So.
Well, I want to congratulate Rick, who's got a copy of the CD coming to him. And we got about 7 more minutes.
Thanks, Rick. All right. Sweet. We got one more song. This is the first song on our EP, Rick. It's Another Summer Like This. Hope you like it.
Stealing kisses all night long from those girls that made us laugh. Burn the candle apple.
the summer like this. HFR.FM, the only station making waves. We're hiding in Thailand. Thank you.
Well, hiding in Thailand, you did such a good job on WHFR. We're going to ask you to exit out with one more selection of your choosing, something you want to jam out with. Or...
You know, we actually we ran our whole set list, man. So if you got something queued up, go ahead and throw it in there, man.
I'm sure you can come up with something. How about just a jam? We got about 2 minutes.
We can play a cover song.
Do a cover song. That'd be great. What are you going to play for us?
My Friend's Over You.
Is
that in D?
They have any video game songs?
How about
Mario?
You guys want to do? Ooh, no, we can't do that.
How about Johnny B. Good?
It's the cable.
We've been having
trouble with that.
Yeah, it's just a
couple
dirty
technical
cable,
difficulties. You're listening to WHFR. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show.
Always the simplest thing. It is, seriously.
That was, yeah, we want to apologize.
That half an hour ago, you know what I mean?
Well, Summer '69.
Oh, okay.
Summer '69. Sure. Hiding in Thailand. The only station making waves.
Playing the tuning song for you.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready? Got my first real six string. Bought it at the 5 and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. It was the summer of 69. Me and the boys from school.
Time for the bass. A long, long time ago, galaxy far.